The measures approved in the state Senate would restore the state controller's oversight of economic development contracts and create a public website that would list all taxpayer-funded projects, their status, and the number of jobs they're expected to create. But they are stalled in the Democratic-led state assembly, where Cuomo allies say they prefer to reach an agreement with the governor first. Cuomo has a different bill that would create a new inspector general in his own office. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the lack of agreement is disappointing.
New Yorkers have every right to be angry at the governor and the Assembly Democrats for blocking a bill that would respond to the incredible corruption we've seen in state contracting.
The second of two corruption trials involving former Cuomo associates continues in federal district court. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.